JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, highlights of Choose Life International Suicide Prevention Seminar, and later a disaster prep tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
You sitting here all by yourself?
Just doing some business with NHT.
NHT? This time of the night?
I saw this nice piece of land today. So I'm using the NHT app to see how much I can get to buy it and then build.
NHT has an app?
Yes, see it here.
OMG! This calls for celebration! I wonder if I could download it and check my contributions.
Yes! NHT is now on your Android phone. Check your contributions, loan affordability, and more whenever, wherever. Download today.
Working together to prevent suicide. That was the theme for this year's observance of World Suicide Prevention Day on Monday, September 10. Non-government organization Choose Life International, CLI, was the national coordinating entity for this year's activities, which culminated with a seminar on September 14 at the Jamaica Conference Center. The day's presentations covered topics including sex and suicide, the rate of suicide among teens and young people, as well as suicide prevention strategies.
We have brought together just anybody that was available. Students, police officers, guidance counselors, pastors, youth leaders, just people from every sector in the society who are willing to just grapple with the issue as to how to help people who are at risk of suicide.
President and founder of Choose Life International, suicidologist Dr. Donovan Thomas. Volunteers were also trained in counseling, stress management, and other suicide prevention methods. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid and Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton also made presentations at the event. Minister Tufton says a multisectoral approach is necessary to help more Jamaicans cope with suicidal tendencies and other mental challenges.
The challenge of suicide is linked, of course, to mental illness, and it's bigger, more prevalent than most people think. When you take a broad perspective, as we have to, as policymakers or researchers or practitioners who are directly involved in the field, you recognize how big a challenge it is. And it's a challenge that no one entity can confront. It requires a understanding, sensitization, and a holistic approach to dealing with it.
The Ministry of Health will be partnering with Choose Life to establish a suicide and mental health helpline. The toll-free 24-hour helpline can be reached at 1-888-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-888-639-5433. The integration of science and technology into all aspects of national development, more technology in schools, and the creation of knowledge parks and centers of excellence are all part of Vision 2030. Visit vision2030.gov.jm for more information. You may also check the Vision 2030 Jamaica Facebook page or call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 876-960-9339 to learn more.
So come join us.
Why is that bill killing me?
The bill not supposed to so high for your business like this, you know? You should do an energy audit to find out what costing so much.
I can't afford that.
Ever ask your bank about an energy audit grant from the Development Bank of Jamaica?
And what?
The DBJ will pay up to $200,000 for your expert to tell you what making the bill them so high and what if you do if you cut them down.
An energy audit grant from the DBJ? That would have really helped me.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
And here's a disaster prep tip. Whether in anticipation of an earthquake, hurricane, or any other disaster, keep a flashlight in every room of your house. Check the batteries monthly and replace them as needed. You may need several flashlights depending on the size of your home and the number of persons living there. That tip was brought to you by the JIS. That's how we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA with studio engineer Joel Samuels. I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.